Thank you, Mark. I actually really look forward to this Sunday because I get to stand here and say I put in a lot of thought and a lot of work into trying to find an outfit that I could wear for Flea Market Sunday. And I'm pleased to announce that I am dressed head to toe with Flea Market just from this year. So, I know, pretty good, don't you think? And so, I'm very grateful for the flea market for making me look like a Bay Street investor. But I'll take it. And so, for any of you who have friends who do work in Bay Street, you can tell them you can pick up a pretty good wardrobe at the flea market next year. Shall we pray? God, we give you thanks on this very tiring day. Because even though we may be tired, even though it may seem like there's rain all around us and clouds all around us, you give us strength and you renew us and you travel with us on the road. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you and give us strength. In Jesus' name, amen. So I've been told that on Flea Market Sunday, I'm supposed to share stories. So, here we go. If you were outside anywhere during the flea market, you probably saw that there was a bunch of stuff outside. Well, one of the first things that somebody did was they went to the suitcase section, and they're looking at all these suitcases, and they're like, wow, this is a good deal. Wow, this is a good deal. So this person bartered with the person who was in charge, who will remain nameless, and said, I will take 20 bags, 20 suitcases, and they bargained for $70. Now, I don't know if you can start bargaining at the start of the flea market, but anyways, it was good. 20 suitcases gone. So if you actually were passing by the grill area, you probably saw a collection of suitcases there that said sold on it. Well, it was that person. And so that person was continuing to go around collecting flea market, and past 12 o'clock when everything was selling for a dollar, and they just filled these suitcases. So 1 o'clock comes by, and they look at this collection of 20 suitcases that are filled to the brim, and they're saying, how are we going to get home? How are we going to get home? Another story. I feel like a stand-up comedian today. This person, who will also remain nameless, goes to a section in the linens, and must have been an old lady, and she was looking through it, and she found something that she really, really liked. She looks to the left, and she looks to the right, and so she sees a person who is wearing a volunteer apron and says, how much for this piece of linen? And the volunteer says, $5. And of course, everyone around her can see the look of dissatisfaction. It says, listen, I'm 82 years old. Can I get an 82-year-old discount? And so, of course, one of the other ladies says, well, lady, you may be 82 years old, but I'm 86. The person didn't end up buying it. I have another story. During flea market week, on Friday morning, we have a tradition here called the fashion show. And we had a rude visitor that came and basically came in doing this, doing the victory sign, and telling all the volunteers that you are?
Fire.
There we go. A lot of fun stories, and I'm very glad that didn't actually show up on the slideshow. Lots of stories, and they're all stories, but if you really think about it, it all comes in the context of everyday life. It's not like all of a sudden we were transformed into another planet, another universe. People were living their daily lives. They commuted here to the Kingsway. They went back home. People were still eating. They were drinking water, hopefully. They were eating soup. People were still working at Bay Street. All the problems in the world were still going on. But we have all these stories because in life, we find that there are interruptions. Scenes that seem out of the ordinary. And that's kind of what this biblical reading that Sue read for us today is about. Going through one's daily life, and maybe the disciples were just doing that. They were just walking on the road, 7 miles from Jerusalem to where they were trying to go. And I don't know if you are like me. I have yet to walk 7 miles, I think. But if I'm correct, 7 miles is about 11 kilometers to 12 kilometers. So it's quite a distance. In fact, if you walk it, they give you a medal. That's how far it is. So they're walking. It's a long walk, and they realize that someone is walking with them. Well, you walk, and sometimes, you know, it's not like they had cars, so everyone was walking. And so, of course, when someone comes in and joins them and starts walking, it's no big deal. And people talk about, oh, the weather is fine. Oh, the Maple Leafs, well, they lost. Oh, the Raptors, who knows? Blue Jays, we'll not go there. And so this person asks, what are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about? And so the disciples explained to this man what had happened, that this person, there was this person, a prophet, and they had hoped that this person would be the redeemer for Israel. However, the priests got this person, handed him over, and he was killed. Now, 3 days later, they hear from some women that this prophet, this Jesus, is alive. And of course, they go to the tomb, and they look in, and there is nobody there. It's funny that the disciples are seeing all of this while they are, in fact, talking to Jesus, the very person that they spent 3 years together. Think about this. 3 years. They walked. They ate. They drank water together, maybe some wine. They heard his teachings. They did all of that for 3 years. They lived together for 3 years. And they cannot recognize that this person is the person that they're talking about. Of course, Jesus rebukes them. The Bible doesn't actually say how far they went, but I'm guessing that this rebuke probably could not go on very long. So they go off to a village and they have dinner together. Jesus takes bread, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he shares it. And then, just like that, he's gone. It seems so relevant that oftentimes we go on with our busy lives, and sometimes we encounter wonderful things. Yet we don't have time to ponder on it or even remember it, because life goes on at full speed. Flea market week can sometimes feel just like that. For the thousands of shoppers that come, it is such a wonderful experience. So much so that they would come super early. I actually got to shake the person who was number one, and I said, thank you for coming. And she said, no, thank you. Now, I don't know. People will park illegally just so that they can get a good deal, a good bargain. But oftentimes, that results in a bigger parking ticket. That's another story. But for many of you sitting here, if we were totally, totally, totally honest, maybe we are just like the disciples, just walking along, not noticing, and then boom, flea market, as we know it, it's vanished. It's gone in an instant. Look around you. It's clean. There's nothing to suggest that anything happened. The only traces that we can find are the empty boxes and the big dumpster that is in the staff parking lot. Life just goes on. Life just goes on. But if you look at verse 31, it says, then their eyes were opened. Their eyes were open. Verse 32. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us? Not much has changed, but all of a sudden, in the midst of their busy life, they stop. They look around. And they're reminded of Jesus' presence in their lives. 3 years walking together, experiencing miracles, experiencing feeding 5,000 people, experienced people being healed, experienced people being brought back to life. Seeing compassion and love that Jesus shared with those who were marginalized and oppressed. I wonder if Flea Market is that way too. When we stop, when we look around, we see many volunteers, many, many volunteers who give tireless amounts of time to set it up. This is a little story from someone who attended Flea Market. This is my first time here. I'm from Oakville, and you are very well organized. It is so busy. I'm very impressed, and the workers are so helpful. Even if you forget your glasses, the ladies in clothing will help you find the right size. We see many shoppers who end up becoming volunteers. I was talking to some of the ladies yesterday about someone who had come in at 8 o'clock and they found everything that they wanted in the designer brand, and then, you know, they put it in the trunk of their car and they came back. And they said, you know what? I'd like to help. So this shopper ended up staying, helping sell, helping clean up all the way until 3 o'clock yesterday. And I have Nora Cutcliffe to thank for all these stories that I'm sharing now. An account from a Somalian lady who was dressed in a hijab in a coffee area. This is what she had to say. I've been coming to this market for about 3 years, since my experience is very good here. I live near Kipling and Dixon Road, and my sister-in-law is here today too. The people here are very happy and respectful, and they're shopping nicely, quietly, and happily together. It's very peaceful, and people are happy to shop for themselves or for their children. That makes them feel good. It's time for me to sit and take a coffee, but I think you have nice prices, and you can choose what you need here, and you can afford it, at least in my opinion. I can afford it. I was looking at a lot of shoes at Payless and Sears and other places, but I find the most comfortable ones here. You really need to sacrifice because you wake up early to come here with no breakfast, but you get something good. So I'm happy here, and I think you have a nice church and people with a very cooperative attitude. My husband helped me find the way by driving with me here yesterday. Today, I left the kids at home, so I'm just getting my energy now with the coffee, and I'll start shopping again when the prices go down. 12 o'clock. I am a talker. I can see that the people here love, respect, and care for each other. That is nice to see. That's the main thing in life, whatever you belong to. That's the flea market. On Thursday, a lot of people came out and they saw this rainbow outside. It's a sign. And the flea market is a sign. It's a sign of God's love. Sometimes we just have to stop and look around. Because the love of Jesus is here. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks. Because you are a God of love. And we thank you that you choose to use us, the community here at Kings William, the ladies who volunteer so much time for the flea market, to allow their love to be shown to everyone, even when we don't realize it. Continue to remind us that in everything that we do, that we are a reflection of your love. When times become tough, when times seem to go at warp speed, give us the time to look around us, to smell around us, and to experience the love of Jesus that is around us. In Jesus' name.